ගරු අරුණ හේමචන්ද්‍ර නියෝජ්‍යමත්තුමා විනාඩි 9ක කාලයක් ඔබතුමන්ට.
Honorable sitting member, I think today is a very important day because many things have happened within a very short time. And I must also thank Honorable Sridharan MP for bringing in this motion because now this gives us a room for us to explain and to table certain issues and certain positive things as government members. And also one thing that I have to mention here, that it's so disappointing to see that none of the major prominent speakers of the main opposition party has taken part in this debate. As usual, they have opted out from these kinds of debates, and that shows the interest, the amount of interest that they put in order to solve this ethnic conflict as well as the ongoing issues in this country. Before I get into the main speech today, let me start with the citation of the High Commissioner of Human Rights of the United Nations, based upon the report that was proposed. The new government has a historic opportunity and a clear mandate from communities across Sri Lanka to implement transformative reforms and deliver truth and justice, laying the foundation for sustainable peace. And also he says, the government has pledged a fresh direction on several long-standing issues, including addressing some emblematic cases to deliver justice to victims, restoring the rule of law and eliminating ethnic discrimination and divisive politics. So this shows how much the trust that the international community is showing on the Sri Lankan government, the duly elected government. We are not here to justify any unlawful things of the previous governments, but we are here to change the system, and we know changing system is hard comparatively if we take. It's harder than, you know, just getting on with an existing system. But we know, though it is hard, we are here to change the system. And with the support of all the members, we believe that the system change could be achieved as early as possible. And also in regards to the rule of law, I can see many things taking place. And I'm pretty sure that shows how the judiciary is working in an independent manner in the country. Certain high-profile cases have been taken. Many ministers were arrested. Even higher than that, even at the presidential level, things are taking place. So things are moving. Maybe things are moving at a little slower speed, but we urge the things to change, and things are happening. And on the other hand, our foreign minister, my minister, made a very historic speech today. And also he emphasized on repealing the PTA. Especially he mentioned that by September, early September, there will be a repeal bill that will be produced to this parliament. So which we feel that is also one of the major turning points. Because we know, as a member of JVP, I know this PTA was brought forward during the 70s. And our party is one of the key victims of this PTA. So we believe if that was brought for the oppression, now we have a chance to repeal that. And maybe we can replace that with something, not oppressive, but then again, if we have to encounter certain things like the underworld activities, some drug-related issues, something which will be well in par with the global judiciary system, maybe we can introduce something, but that will not be an oppressive law. And on the other hand, I have to mention one thing. Now here, the today's entire motion was entirely based upon the Tamil community. But also we have to acknowledge certain issues faced by the Muslim communities also. So here, it's as a member of parliament from Trincomalee district who was voted and elected by also the Muslim people, we believe that we can provide a system change which will be treating all the citizens, whether that could be Sinhalese, Tamils and Muslims, equally in this country. And we are paving a pathway for that. And on the other side, if we can address certain issues related to the land problem in this country. Now, as we know, Honorable Presiding Member, this country was undergoing a different political culture for the last 76 plus years. And now we have got a chance, we have got a mandate to change certain things. Now, when it comes to certain land-related activities which involves the Forest Department, Wildlife Department, Archaeological Department, and various other bodies, even the defense sector, now, certain people's lands have been taken by these departments during the wartime. Certain lands were being used for the cultivation purposes, but for certain reasons they were taken. All the governments, those who were in power before NPP came to power, were not interested
in
Thank you very much. Were not interested in solving these problems. But we, as a very strong government, elected by the people with two-thirds majority, now we are addressing those things one by one. And also I would like to remind one thing to the opposition members here. If certain things were very deep-rooted, it's hard to change. But we are changing. I would like to announce one thing that, you know, a couple of days back in Trinco district, we took a decision. We released 55 plus hectares of lands which were demarcated by the Forest Department, which was being used by the local people for agriculture purpose. But then we followed all the procedures, and there were no any things that were hindering. So things were happening. And also in regards to the archaeological department also, we are having a very strong communication with them, and we urge them to involve more Tamil-speaking officers, so then certain things could be communicated in an easy manner. So things are moving. PTA is going to get repealed, land problems are getting sorted, and many things are happening, and equal ground is created, and now every citizen will have their own role to play. And without any political... So in this regard, I would like to remind one thing to the opposition members. Please do not try to divert the part of the government. Please try to help us. Please try to mention if there are any shortcomings. We are trying to correct the system, we are trying to change the system, and we are trying to produce something new. And for that, we need your support. And also, by toppling this government, or by trying to topple this government, you will be bringing something which is a system which was entirely corrupted. And I'm pretty sure that the people of this country will not be happy to do such thing. So therefore, we urge the support of all the members in this House to go forward with this government. Thank you.